Editor's note: the following story contains details heard in court that may be disturbing for some readers. Barry, Corporal Alexei Sillin's fate is now in the hands of Justice Robert Gatrill. The 44-year-old soldier's trial for sexual assault and forcible confinement wrapped up with final submissions on Wednesday at the Ontario Court of Justice on Mulcaster Street in Barrie. Gatrill is expected to render his final judgment in March. Sillin's charges relate to an incident on the evening of May 12, 2018 at CFB Borden, located about 20 minutes west of Barrie. Sillin and Elvira Jazabarani, a fellow Canadian Forces officer, had just returned from a rigorous training exercise at CFB Shiloh in Manitoba. Upon returning from Shiloh, Sillin briefly went first to Toronto to be with his wife and three young children, while Jazabarani, who is about 15 years older than the accused, went out for dinner with friends in Barrie. Both had arrived back at the base by 10 p.m. The trial examined what took place over the next 2 hours. More specifically, the charges relate to 2 minutes in a barracks broom closet. Sillin says the couple had a brief, consensual sexual encounter. Jazabarani says she was forced into a dark, confined space and was sexually assaulted by a man whom she had considered a friend despite his forward and, at times, crude behavior toward her, both in person and by text. It came out in evidence that they both had a crude sense of humor, Sillin's lawyer, Mitchell Worsoff, said during his final submission. Crown attorney Julie Janiak conceded that the alleged victim and accused were friends, but said Sillin took advantage of that friendship by forcing himself on Jazabarani, forcing her into the closet where he refused to let her leave until he was finished sexually assaulting her. She hit him on the top of his head, Janiak told the court of Jazabarani's initial attempts to break free. She said no 3 or 4 times. Worsoff summarized his case by saying his client did nothing wrong and that the events that took place just past midnight as May 12 gave way to May 13 was a sexual encounter between two consenting adults. If my client was more romantic, this wouldn't be a sexual assault trial, Worsoff added. The trial was unique. First, for the fact that Canadian military authorities declined to prosecute, citing a lack of suitable personnel to pursue the matter despite Sillin's interview with CFB Borden police the day after the incident being submitted later as evidence. Additionally, Jazabarani waived her right to anonymity that is typically granted to complainants in sexual assault matters. Proceedings took place over 4 separate days that were all spaced weeks apart. The complainant and the accused were present for the first 3 days of testimony, but both watched by video link on Wednesday. During the trial, Janiak used Sillin's interview with base authorities to press him about inconsistencies between his testimony and his original statements to military police. She also accused Sillin of inventing parts of what happened on the night in question, saying his recounting on the stand was illogical and made little practical sense. "You made up your story," Janiak told Sillin last month while cross-examining him, "to justify your behavior later." "She never made it to the stairs, to leave, because you pulled her into the broom closet," Janiak added. Sillin contended that Jazabarani willingly followed him into the closet. Worsoff compared it in his final submission to how a man would direct his partner onto the dance floor, after she had roused him from his bed to come meet him for a drink. "She was flirting with me," Sillin testified, later adding that he could tell, by the way she looked at me, that Jazabarani was consenting to sex. Jazabarani was clear in her earlier testimony that she was forced into the closet, and Janiak repeated that position during her final submission on Wednesday. "He placed himself in front of the door, preventing her from leaving," Janiak told the court. "Then, he became more angry and forceful." Jazabarani said the case is another example of the troubling culture of sexual impropriety in the Canadian military, which includes the case of Snowbird pilot Major Stephen Hurlbut, who is currently before the courts on a similar charge for which Sillin awaits his fate. Janiak repeated that mantra on Wednesday. "She was hesitant to come forward because of the atmosphere in the Canadian military," Janiak told Gatrill. "For a woman, to report a sexual assault in the military is taking a chance, she added later in her submission. Hurlbut's case returns to court in Barrie next month.